Okay, so let's make a start. How do you prioritise your workload? Many people use to-do lists, and these are a good thing in terms of taking a look at what you have on. So what's on your current to-do list? Take a few moments to have a look at your list or think about this. If you're sitting at your desk, it's worth pausing this recording and making a list if you haven't already done one. Make it as detailed as possible. For example, don't just write phone calls, but write phone Jenny at ABC Limited, re late payment, etc. Having prepared your to-do list, how are you going to decide what you're going to do first and then after that? Most people will make this decision based on an item's urgency or importance. An item is urgent if it must be done now or today, whereas important items help you to achieve your goals. They are the things that are important to you. So next, I'd like you to look at your to-do list and mark against each item whether they are important or urgent or both. You can mark an I or a U next to them. If necessary, pause this recording. Now you've assigned an I or U score against each of your items, we are now going to consider Stephen Covey's time management tool, the Important and Urgency Matrix. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, said we can categorise our to-do list into one of four sections of a quadrant. They can be urgent and important, urgent but not important, important but not urgent, or not important and not urgent. We're going to consider each of these in turn. But first, take a look again at your to-do list and assign each item to one of these quadrants. Once again, you can pause the recording if you're sitting at your desk to do this. Is there a pattern arising? Do you have lots of items in one section? People who struggle with time management tend to have a lot of items in the urgent sections, whether they are urgent and important or urgent but not important. So let's have a look at what they mean. First of all, urgent and important. These are the items that should be at the top of our to-do list. They must be done now or today and by you. This is the do section. In this section, we are busy and achieving lots towards our goals. This could include a job you agreed to deliver by lunchtime today, so you need to do your final review and finalise the report this morning. It's urgent because it was promised by lunchtime today and is not yet finished, and it's important because providing excellent client service is one of your goals. Alternatively, it could include sorting your computer out after it crashed. It's urgent because you can't do any work without it, so it needs to be sorted now. And it's important because the work you do to achieve your goals is stored on the computer. But how many items from your to-do list are in this section? If too many, you're going to crash and burn. There simply won't be enough hours in the day to deliver the quantity of work to the quality expected. You should therefore consider whether the tasks are really urgent. Must they be done now or today? Can an extension to the deadline be negotiated? Is the item really important? Remember, this means important to you in achieving your goals. Perhaps one or more of your items belong in the next section. This is urgent but not important. We all have things to do which aren't necessarily going to help us achieve our goals and climb the corporate ladder, but nevertheless are still urgent. For example, if the phone rings, it creates a sense of urgency to answer it. But how do you know who's on the other end and whether it's going to be important? Another example is from my experience of working for a firm of accountants. One of the tasks I least enjoyed doing was my weekly timesheet. It usually needed to be completed and submitted by 5 p.m. each Friday. Therefore, if not completed by 4:30 p.m. on Friday, it suddenly became urgent. However, doing this was not going to help me achieve my goals or impact on my career progression. Therefore, on occasions where I simply didn't have time to do this, I delegated it to my secretary after giving her the information she needed to do this. Another example is attendance at meetings. On the day of the meeting, it's urgent. However, consider if your attendance is really necessary. Do you have a contribution to make or an agenda item to lead? If not, perhaps it's not important, so consider not attending. But do make sure you receive minutes afterwards and follow up on any action points which affect you. Items in this section should be delegated to somebody else. They are urgent and need to be done, but they don't necessarily need to be done by you. For more advice on delegation skills, please listen to my AAT podcast on this subject. Next, we have items that are important but not urgent. This is where you have important items on your to-do list, but they are not yet urgent. However, if left long enough, they will become urgent. For example, it's the start of a new month. You know that by the month end, you must issue a number of client fee notes. These are important because you have targets to deliver in terms of the fees you raise each month. You could leave this until the last day of the month when it becomes urgent, but this is very risky as you don't know what other urgent work will come up on that day. As you know about it now, you'd have two more sensible options. First of all, you can diarise it. Plan to deal with this task in the second or third week of the month and set aside time in your diary to do it on that day. Alternatively, you could delegate it to a more junior member of staff. Whilst it might not seem right to delegate important tasks, they provide valuable development opportunities to more junior members of staff, setting them in good stead for their own promotion opportunities. This will then free you up to focus on other more urgent and important tasks that will challenge you, as well as helping to practice your own delegation skills. For items in your to-do list which are important but not urgent, you should either diarise them, ensuring they are done before they become urgent, or delegate them. Finally, we have the items that are not important and not urgent. If you have items in this section, you need to consider whether you should be doing them at all, so stop doing them. Often, these are not actually on your to-do list, but crop up during the day and take time. Examples include reading junk emails, playing solitaire, having long chats at the coffee machine. I remember when I worked at KPMG, originally my job was based in one local office. I then took on a regional role, which meant I spent a lot of time away from my local office. I found that whenever I went back to work in my original office, so much time was wasted catching up with old colleagues who were interested to hear how I was getting on that I got very little done. I realised that I would need to find a way to politely tell these people that I was too busy to talk at the time or find another solution. What actually happened was both. I found another office to work in the same building, so I didn't actually run into so many people. Then I contacted some of my old colleagues by email to let them know I was around if they wanted to meet for a quick coffee or lunch. And I can actually recall having coffee and lunch with some colleagues to catch up, but this was on our own time. For items which you've identified as not important and not urgent, dump them. Okay, so let's recap. We've now considered all four sections in Covey's time management matrix. Take some time to review your to-do list again. Are you happy with your important and urgent assignments? Consider putting them into four separate lists, being urgent and important. These are the things you're going to do. Urgent but not important. These are the things you're going to delegate. Important but not urgent. These are the things you're going to diarise or delegate. And then finally, not important and not urgent. These are the things you're going to stop doing, so dump them. Once in these new lists, if there seem to be too many items in the urgent categories, you're constantly going to be firefighting, ultimately leading to stress. So consider again, are they really urgent or could you delegate them? Spending time on things that are urgent but not important means that you're tearing around for nothing as you're not achieving anything towards your goals. So you should therefore focus on items that are important and delegate others. The ideal place to be is in the urgent but not important section. This gives you time to plan and potentially get ahead of yourself. In fact, good planning avoids having lots of items in the urgent category. If you can get to a task before it becomes urgent, it will give you more quality time and less stress.